Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
Hello.
Hello.
We just did a shop.
Oh, did we? Oh boy, did we.
And it was like, decided at 2 p.m. like, I kind of want to go to Chadstone or Doncaster. And I was like, I'll drive you. Let's go together. Yeah. She's like, okay. I'm like, okay.
We've decided it's going to be a monthly appearance.
I think every 2 months to keep hype up.
Yeah, 2 months.
Bi-monthly.
Yeah, that's 6 times a year. We get to drop some fat cash. We should do Christmas shopping together. No, we can't do that because then people will see their gifts, so we can't. Exclusive content. Pay-per-view content. You can join our close friends.
We could do it on a Patreon.
Yes, you can join our close friends for a monetary amount and watch us shop for Christmas.
Yeah. Oh my God, we should just start like shopping for people at Christmas and we'll go park in Chadstone Valet. We'll get them to take all of our bags. Bags.
Sounds fun.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, well, now the pod has to keep going for another 12 months, even though no one wants it to.
Fuck that shit. Okay. It's all right.
How's your week?
Good. I don't have COVID anymore, so that's really nice.
Yes, we're together. I'm hoping you don't have COVID anymore. Yeah.
And although it is quite funny that my day, everyone's like, why did you test on day 6? You don't have to do that anymore. I was like, well, I just wanted to check if I still had COVID because Brenton was checking and it was stronger than the first, like, 3 tests.
Mine was the same.
3 days.
When I exited on day 7 and then I was like, oh, now I feel guilty for leaving. But you're fine, so you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're still shedding. You could shed for ages.
What does shed mean?
You're shedding your viral load, so it's still exiting your system even though you're not contagious.
How does it do it?
Don't know. Don't ask questions.
Interesting.
Not an epidemiologist.
How's your week? Oh my God, I'm sorry if you can hear the
screeching banshees.
I just threw food at them to make them quiet.
At them. Yeah. My week was good. No, it wasn't. I'm in a Crohn's flare.
She's fine.
Or like whatever I've got.
She's fine.
Because decided I wanted to live in the hills this week.
Oh, yeah. I decided you wanted to live in the hills too.
Yeah. So maybe I'm going to do a country move. Who knows?
I would love that.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, easier Chadstone access for me, so maybe it is worth doing.
I did Google it. It's the exact same time, but it feels like a better route.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a better route.
But yeah, no, I'm really pro the move because, so I live in the, like, a bit of a shithole of the eastern suburbs where there's nothing here.
But to be honest, every part of the eastern suburbs is a shithole.
No, but at least, like, say you live in, like...
Not every part. That's a lot.
No, it's a huge... Right. Yeah. But even if you live in, like, you know, Blackburn, whatever, there's, like, local cafes. Whereas I literally have, like, a shopping centre and, like, a strip where there's nothing. Yeah. So when I was younger, we would pop to the hills. Like, that would be where we'd go if it was, like, a day where I wasn't at kinder or, like, a day off school where I was, like, sick enough not to go, but whatever. Though. Yeah, but, like, it wasn't, like, it doesn't feel far to me at all to just pop up. And we also, I grew up just off Burwood Highway, so it's the same road. Like, it becomes the hills, right?
Yes.
And so we would always pop to, like, Miss Marple's and get, like, scones and, like, go feed the birds and shit. Like, that was standard. So I feel like I'll zip up there straight away. I'm voting Upway. For those who understand, like, what we're talking about, I've done the maths. And Upway, she can get to my house in 16 minutes. She can zip on, like, pop down Wellington Road, pop on the Monash. She can pop on the Eastern.
Upway's too far on your side of the hill. I need to be more on my side of the hill. But also, I think Upway, Fernie Creek...
Just cut through the hill.
Upway and Fernie Creek and Mount Dandenong are the expensive parts because they're the lowest point of the hill. Yeah.
But that's worth paying... No, it's worth...
Deep hills.
That was also my argument for Upway in that you don't have to drive through a one-way road the whole time because up to Upper Fern Tree Gully, it's still three lanes. You get to Upway, there's still 2 lanes. Whereas as soon as you get past there, like Sassafras, you've got the cyclists and the cars and that's it.
It's a good point.
And I get these negative intrusive thoughts of me just knocking a cyclist down with my car.
Same. Adrian was telling me negative intrusive thoughts about me sliding off the mountain. Last night. I was like, bruh, I will never
cons
leave
list.
In a storm. Yeah.
Absolute cons
I'll
list.
I'll become like a hermit by fear of falling off the mountain.
Yeah.
Not a way to live. So like my all hope is lost.
Yeah.
At this point. But other than that, I think I had a good week.
Brutal.
Yeah. And then we went shopping and everything was better. Should we go through our haul?
Let's
start.
We need to. We've got some sort of visual component to this too.
I think we'll upload this on the Instagram today or maybe before. Who knows? Is it early access? Not sure.
Mm.
Okay.
First up, where do we go first?
Well,
should we do
not in order.
No,
let's do it in order. Let's do it in order.
First shop we went to was Sephora. I purchased the Way
detox shampoo. I've been using dog shampoo on my hair for the last 3 washes.
Is it about time to tell you that that's starting to give me a flaky scalp?
An awful time to tell me. However, also this week I purchased the Inky List
salicylic scalp treatment scrub thing.
So if I get a flaky scalp, then I'll use that.
Yeah, perfect.
Let's not lie, I've already got a flaky scalp. Next up, you purchased.
Oh, I forgot about this. I'm so sorry. I did a little bit of a bun ball burp, but it's very fragrant.
As long as it's pork.
It's pork fine. Herbie.
It's fine.
I got the ultraviolet dream screen tinted veil in V5. It's going to be my Pilates face. Because I'm cute. Because I'm sick of people at Pilates, the instructors being like, oh, wow, you work in makeup. And like, the shock in your voice is far too much. I was like, I know, I look like a troll when they come here. They're like, oh, no. I'm like, what about me isn't trolly, though? So
I purchased the Anastasia brow pen, the, like,
texter
pen. They were 25% off in the store, which I'm offended about because I literally bought a brow definer in the sale. Oh, no, I did get 20% off, so I'm not that offended, but I'm a little bit offended.
That 5%.
That 5% difference.
Probably could have got your house.
Oh, it's fucking dark.
Soft
brown was light.
It is light. It's because it's been stored upside down. Like, give it, like, a second and it won't be... Mine is not. But the one in the store wasn't that dark. I said to her, get a shade darker because they're one of those pens that go super... I promise you, it will be fine. They go super, super sheer. Like, you have to store them upside down the whole time and you just won't. By the time that's on its side, you'll be fine.
We'll see. And then I also purchased the Giorgio Armani Power Fabric Concealer in shade number 5.
Is it called Power Fabric?
I didn't buy the Luminous Silk. I bought Power Fabric.
Ah.
Oh, no,
I like the texture of that. I told you to buy the Luminous Silk just because I see it in makeup artist kit all the time. But I loved the texture of that on your hand. That felt exactly like Bare Minerals Bare Skin. Really,
it feels a lot like nice. It's like got a nice, very runny, almost serum-y texture to it.
Mm. I would say it's a dupe, except it's probably almost 3 times the price.
65, so
yeah, no, Bare Minerals used to be like 32, I think.
Yeah.
Only double.
And what else did you get?
I got the Laneige Cream Skin Mist because I'm out of mists and this is like a great one.
Lovely.
My second fave, maybe. Josh Rosebrook first, this set. But also, it's so much, like a quarter of the price of the Josh Rosebrook.
Oh, is it? I never bought the Josh Rosebrook. So I don't know.
Next we went to Zara.
Wait, say that again. Oh, that's going to be in the recording.
I can see that. Next, we went to Zara.
Yes.
Where I bought accidentally, I think.
No, they're not the same. They're definitely different.
Yeah, well, because these have been washed. I don't know.
They look way bluer.
I bought the Mum Fit Slim High Rise Mum Leg Ankle Comfort. I didn't read that with very good intonation.
No, that's actually what it says.
Okay. Which are really nice and very comfortable. And as someone who was previously like a, I won't buy jeans that cost under $220 gal.
Zara.
I love Zara denim. It's really good.
That's good. Risky move putting that in with the white t-shirt that you purchased in case the blue denim rubs off, but it's all good.
I guess.
Then you went to Inku.
Yes, then we went to Inku. Oh, so
this
cute.
Was good. I forgot you bought this.
Well, did they need to put that inside another bag?
No.
Why'd they do that?
I don't know.
I bought this Aria Knit Top Brown Space. Alex told me to buy it, so I did. It's from the Inku collection. It's like this little cropped knit. And I said it's the perfect mix between like a dressy top and a non-dressy top. So I feel like
it's great on her. And it's actually a knit. I don't know if you can see it if we go a little bit closer.
Yeah, it's like golf knit vibes almost with a polo neck.
How much was it?
$195. Yeah. I don't feel like that's... It's,
honestly, I mean, it's a knit. It's a good
knit. An Inku collection is quite expensive, and they're, like, jumpers and normally, like, $300, $400. So I figure for a... I know it's short sleeve, but for a knit, I don't think that's that bad.
Yep.
And then I also bought a completely logical and absolutely practical purchase.
Which Brenton condoned. Let's see who's
that's
cuter.
Oh, stunning. No, but look at them together!
You can't see too well, maybe, but the white eye has a star in it.
Yeah, I just really liked the peach nose.
Gosh, it's stunning. Oh, it's a face vessel for anyone listening on the pod.
Yeah. Oh my god, sorry.
We've not done a good job of this.
Fuck, I've been talking to the camera. I have absolutely forgot to describe the products. And so that was Inku done.
Next we went to Maxima.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Maxima before Inku, but that's okay.
Oh god, I'm so sorry about that. Where I bought the Charlotte Tilbury airbrush flawless finish powder in tan, which has been out of stock for so long and they only had one. That's for my kit. Obviously I'm not tan.
Not. And then we went to Cosmetica. Yes. No, then we went to Tony Bianco.
Yes.
I bought a pair of heels, which are coming in the mail. I went online and I purchased them online, which actually worked out to be better for me because I got 15% off.
Yeah, so they're basically free.
Basically free. Next.
Sorry, pod listeners.
Went to Cosmetica. I purchased the DS and Durga car fragrance hangy thing. Hot tip. Wait, two things. First of all, the lady at Mecca said to me, she was like, it's very strong. You need to be mindful when you first get it. Keep it in the plastic for a few days because the scent will escape into your car and will like almost choke you for like the next few times you get in your car.
Like when you're first seeing a boy and you hold in your farts and then you get in the car and you fart in the car and then you're like, imagine if I forget something and he comes back and I open the car door and he comes there. We've all been there, haven't we? Just me. Oh.
Dying. Anyway, then she said to me, I was like, how long does the smell last though? And she was like, oh, I've had it for 3 weeks and it's definitely still going strong. Like, would cover up I left fish and chips in my car overnight smell. And I was like, oh, that's a good cover up.
Real good. Real good.
Fish and chips has that fart smell that lingers for days.
Yeah. And even sometimes just a paper bag that leaves that smell in your car. Like, I've had it happen with like bagels.
I got the Big Sur After Rain one. She said it smells electric. I don't know how I feel about that, but...
Yeah, I have the candle and I'm a bit confused by it.
Yeah, I also then got the Rose Ink concealer because it's absolutely logical to buy two concealers in one trip.
Well, we'd already bought the one that I told her to buy and then I said, actually, a listener wants to buy...
Wants us to try this one. Yeah, so it's the Soft Light Rose Ink Concealer in the shade LX40. So we'll see whether that's even a good match later.
And then
I got my level 3 beauty loop bonus, which someone needs to hear about.
Sorry.
Vitamin C serum. Carry on.
Yep. I got the Dr. Dennis Gross Alpha Beta Cleanser and the Tatcha Indigo Night Repair Serum and Cream. Ooh. The poor girl at Mecca was so confused about which one it was.
It is difficult because they both say overnight repair and yes, they're not. Yes,
and then you have to read in the back that it says serum and cream, and I'm like, no, that is the right one, but they make it look identical. It's
because the Indigo Overnight Repair one is in an indigo actual like purple packet, whereas this one's in a blue packet, but you can't see that on the outside of the box.
And they both, this says overnight repair.
And Indigo, I know, which is very confusing. Yeah, they're silly. Oh, and I also did, as I mentioned before, a Sephora order earlier this week in the sale, and I got the Nude Peach Nude Sticks, Bondi Bay Nude Sticks, Anastasia Brow Definer, and the Inkeyless thing, which I've already discussed. So,
and then
is that everything we bought? Oh no, then you got a t-shirt.
Then I went to David Jones Saba and got a plain white tee.
No. First, she went to David Jones.
I was in the Saba section, to be fair, but Sportscraft is next to it, and they had Saba things and Sportscraft, and I was like, this tea doesn't look like what I'd like, but I'm just going to buy it anyway.
Because someone said it was good. Who was it?
Well, Abby has always bought Saba teas, and I was just like, I looked online, I was like, yeah, that's the one I want. So then I was like, oh, it's not what I thought, but okay. It feels a bit like my mum, and probably because it's like, it was my mum's classic Sportscraft tea. A bit stretchy. So I bought it.
She came out and then she was like, it was tea. I'm not sure I like Medjool. And I was like, Sportscraft, that's not where you said you were going to buy it from.
So then I ran back and then the lady was like, yes, I'm from Saba. I'll return it for you. She's like, checking the receipt and like checking if it's within the policy. She's like, you only bought this today. I was like, I know.
5 seconds
ago. I'm just here. And actually, it's ironic that you're here now because I was actually looking everywhere for the Saba white tea and I couldn't find it because you were fucking nowhere. Anyway, it's a perfect white tea. Absolutely adore it. Perfect amount of thickness, perfect amount of crew neck. I mean, I haven't even tried it on yet, but
she can tell.
It's perfect, right? Absolutely perfect. Love it. I think, yeah, I bought my normal size. I bought a small. I feel like it's slightly oversized.
Slightly oversized and maybe slightly long line too. Like it's not cropped.
Good for a tuck, but not good for too a tuck. Big in the arm.
Yeah, nice. And that's our haul.
Well, and I also bought some macarons.
Of course. Was that everything? No, I feel like I wrapped us too quickly. Just a second.
No, that's fine. I did also try and buy Krispy Kreme, but they were out of original glaze, so.
Yeah, RIP. Cool.
That's it.
That's the tea on that.
Moving back to beauty news.
Yeah. Can we talk about the two very small bits of launch news and then we'll just finish on, like, the funny tea?
Oh, absolutely. That was my plan also.
Good.
First up, Smashbox has relaunched their primerizers.
They're primers.
Primerizer being one of them.
Yeah.
They have reinvented the technology that they've put into the primers because they've tried to make them skincare adjacent as well as a primer.
Mm-hmm.
From all reports, I've heard that they still feel the same as the originals. But they're meant to have skin-improving ingredients in them as well, which relate to the different kind of primer that you're... Like, Primerizer obviously has more hydrating ingredients.
Yeah. Yeah, and Primerizer was already like that, so I feel like they've kind of made the rest of the range in line with Primerizer. But the good thing is... Primerizer used to be fucking annoying to carry in my kit because it was a glass jar and the pump was always very squirty, and now it looks to be in a plastic
tube.
Yeah. So it will go back in my kit. Yes. Can't wait.
Yeah, and Kathleen Lights tried it and said it feels exactly the same as it always did, which is great. So that's it on the primers. Primer relaunch.
And then Rare Beauty has launched a tinted moisturizer.
Well, not yet, but they've announced it. Apparently 2022 is the year of the complexion for Rare Beauty, I assume. They are bringing out their Positive Light Tinted Moisturiser, SPF 20, light to medium coverage with a natural radiant finish that blurs, hydrates and protects with 24 flexible shades to fit a wide range of skin tones, never sticky or greasy and won't clog the pores. It's available on March 30th at Sephora US. The packaging is adorable. It looks just like ultraviolet on top in like a soft touch squishy bottle but with the classic Rare Beauty pink lid.
Mm.
Very nice.
The packaging's beautiful. And I do think 24 is pretty okay for a tinted moisturiser.
I would agree, except for the fact that when you look at the swatches, it's definitely 50% white and then, like...
It's, like, almost 70% white, to be honest. Yeah. And then a couple of... Like, they do have a really good dark shade. Dark, yes, but yes. It's just not like the spread.
Even spread, exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's a skewed distribution at best.
Correct. And the final piece of beauty news this week...
7-Eleven... have launched a $1 coffee scrub.
Oh, it's $1? I missed that.
Yeah, available on Adore Beauty. Just the thing that no one asked for. The best part about this, however.
What's the bit that no one asked for? The fact that 7-Eleven is now in the beauty category?
Yes.
The fact that a body scrub is...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well... HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Two at least.
Okay, but it's, I think it's, that's the whole thing. Like, haha, right? Our coffees are $1. Are the coffees $1? No.
They probably are.
I think they have a dollar coffee, so then they have a dollar coffee scrub. Surely the packaging must cost more than that. And the shipping and the freight and that.
Oh, 100%. They say they want to showcase the quality of our coffee beans in new ways. More than 71 million cups of coffee are enjoyed around Australia every year. And we know some are still yet to try our iconic coffee. But our coffee beans are so good that we've made a scrub out of them, they've said. And it's fronted by Olympia Valance.
Wow.
As the person. My Tony Bianco shoes are on their way already.
I knew they would be.
Honestly,
I was like, they honestly might make it before the hens tomorrow.
Olympia Valance says, coffee and skincare products are two things I can't live without. So being the face of 7-Eleven's coffee scrub was a no-brainer. Now I can exfoliate, rejuvenate, and caffeinate with the same great coffee Australians have been enjoying for years.
Oh my god, I'm sure that those are the exact words came unprompted out of her mouth.
I'm sure someone didn't write that for her and ask her to sign off on it.
Yeah. I mean this with no malice intended because I'm sort of separated by like 3 degrees of separation from Olympia of the Lance, but why the hell is she famous at all current? Was she on Neighbours once?
I don't know. Isn't she a singer? Holly Valance.
That's Kiss Kiss, right? Is that her sister?
I don't know.
I know she's beautiful.
Yeah, no, obviously she's the face of the scrub.
It made her that way.
I have a lot of qualms, and the first one, and I know we haven't even got to the crux of the story yet. My first qualm is that for Adore Beauty, this is tarnishing your brand. Do not put a $1 shit product on your website and sell it as beauty. Like, all you're doing is making me disrespect you.
Mm.
The reasons we love the $1 7-Eleven coffee scrub, batch made, so it's manufactured fresh, blended with nourishing oils. I'm sure they're nourishing for $1. The ingredients are MCT oil, so it's coconut oil.
Yeah.
And glucoside and coffee bean. That's it. It's actually, I should have just said it was coconut oil and coffee and people. I mean, maybe that's, well, I don't even know. And the best part about this story.
Yes. Is the clap back. It's always the clap back.
Yes. So Frank Body saw that 7-Eleven were doing essentially exactly what they started out doing, reselling old coffee grinds and packaging them up and making bank off it. And they decided that they would spoof.
Hey, only we can do that.
They would spoof the 7-Eleven campaign with a, what's it called? Frank Slurpee. Froppy.
The Froppy scrub. Only $1 a litre. Scrubbing and slurping go hand in hand, don't you think? At 7-Eleven Oz. Very funny. And then on Twitter, Frank Body, in their typical Frank tone, unlike my Robusta beans, I'm not bitter. At 7-Eleven Oz, slurp and scrub sometime, kissy face.
That is gold.
I think it is incredible.
It was published on BNT, which is like one of the big like marketing advertising publications, like the Mamma Mia for advertising.
Oh, wow. Sounds fun. Must read it sometime.
Excuse you. For people who are in the industry, they'll know.
It sounds like it's like from Gruen Transfer.
Yeah, it's tongue-in-cheek. Obviously, it's a joke. They've done the whole thing as a PR stunt. Jess from Frank said, we were getting mentioned in social posts and press stories when the news broke about 7-Eleven's product, and as marketers, we felt compelled to respond and create a funny, engaging discussion on socials. And you know what I appreciate about it is that I think that Frank lost their tone along the way. I think that, like, Frank as a brand was very cheeky, had a lot of brand personality when it started.
Yeah.
And I think that they've toned that down over the years, and this feels like original Frank.
Yeah.
And I think that's because when they started, you'll have to move closer.
I'm just really trying to get this lid on. I just can't get it on. Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, I think because when they started, the brand was being run by Jess and the founders who were the original Frank Body voice. And obviously they've had to pass that on to like 900 social media people.
Chinese whispers.
Yeah. So no one's quite got the same tone, but this feels like it was a campaign crafted by the founders to kind of bring things back. And I think they've done a genius job.
Yeah, it's very funny. I love a little bit of spicy banter.
The Slurpee on that, the man that they've used in the promotion skin makes me get the ick from the stickies. Like, I look at it, like, wet Slurpee running down his arm and I'm like,
so funny. Is he one of the founders too? Because there are two male founders.
I thought that, but I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, well, let's just say it. Slander.
Dang. These products are so good. What's the deal?
What's your beauty fave?
My beauty fave this week is... Oh, it's hard for me to say because it's only brand new to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Nude Sticks Nude Peach Matte Blush.
I'm thrilled.
First of all, it's not actually matte, so that's a flaw in their marketing and promotion of that product because it's a cream blush. It's not matte.
Yeah, but it's matte compared to their dewy ones, which stay sticky on the cheek.
True. The reason I love it is that it makes me look so perky.
Yeah. Is that the sound people make in birth? I'm mood.
It's not quite as guttural, but I think close. It's not that different to Sweet Peach Peony,
yes,
which is the one that I have.
But like, crank it up.
So different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on another level. Mm-hmm. You're wearing it today and I can tell. You look perky and alive and awake, and it's the most perfect. It's almost, it's almost orange coral.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not.
It's got a really high saturation. It would still show up on a reasonably deep skin tone, which is what makes it great.
Such a good shade. Like, mm. I think it's probably going to be the only blush that I wear for the rest of my life at this stage.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah, now I'm like, I have all these other blushes for zero purpose. Yeah. I might try mixing that with the... Is it Sweet Peach Peony that's the dewy one, or is it... Salty, it's Salty Siren. I know, we should have bought the Alana rum. I don't know if it was there.
Idiots, of course it would have been there.
Fuck! I should try mixing Nude Peach with Salty Siren because that one's dewy. Mm. And just to have like a little bit more like dew on the cheek.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
What's your beauty fave this week?
My beauty fave is the Sarah Chapman Overnight Facial.
Oh, wow. Throwback. Haven't used that for a while.
Well, no, I actually use it every single day.
Oh, why is it?
Because I ran out of it, now I want to self-harm.
Oh. Which reminds me, I forgot to... I know I said, I'll order us the Aesthetics RX.
Yeah, you didn't, did you? I did. Oh, you fucker!
I know, I could have saved us 20%.
Oh, Alex! I, like, said in good faith, buy me one, and then you just ghosted. That's fine, you can buy me one, and I will take the 20% off.
That's, like, almost fair. I didn't come through.
Thank you. Yeah, that sucks. Like you said that you bought me concert tickets and no worry. Like, you just go to work. It's not a problem. I'll be on it. And then you, like, didn't buy me a concert ticket. A bit like that.
It's not quite that bad, but it's close. I'm it's sorry. Close because I have no hyaluronic still because I flaked on myself.
Actually, it's not a helmet. It's a hairnet. It has extra room so you don't mess up your hairdo.
What's your non-beauty fave this week?
My non-beauty favorite is my new piece of furniture that I got custom made.
Oh, it's stunning, guys.
So the furniture designer, it's B... Dash TD. TD. BTD.
Ted D for dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is custom made. So it's quite long. I got this long piece of furniture that I measured to fit the full length of my windowsill. And it's all like one piece. I think it's 3D printed. And then they get it powder coated. So it's in this color called eucalyptus. And I just wanted something that added a bit of color, but was still a neutral. And let me tell you, soft green. Perfect combo between neutral and a colour. And it also looks really nice with all of the colourful bits on it. And it's really long, so it really elongates the room.
I can't tell you how it elongates the room. It's
yeah.
Incredibly long.
And I got to pick, like, which shelves had things at the back to stop things falling off and which one didn't. It was just a really fun experience. And it came during COVID, which was a nice little perk.
Mm, hmm. That's nice.
What's your non-beauty fave?
Have I told you that I've been listening to the Harry Potter audiobooks?
No, but I used to listen to them to fall asleep.
Yeah, so I'm up to book 3 now.
Do you listen to it on a podcast or do you have Audible?
So I did a schmilegal thing.
Schmosh-schmosh-it.
A schmosh-schmosh-it.
You schmosh? We're stopping now. You want it? Schmal-loaded.
Schmal-loaded.
How do you do that? How do you even do that anymore?
Adrian does it, turn a blind eye, and I say, however this can happen, let it be so.
How do you play it?
Through that Apple Books app. Like, Stephen Fry comes to me every night in my bedroom.
Oh.
App, and he does the voices so well.
Oh, could you schmend it on?
I'll schmend you all the smiles. I have every book.
Wow.
So I'm going to be listening to them until 2027 at this rate.
Wow.
It's taken us, I mean, obviously some nights we listen more than others, and Adrian, like, gets into bed earlier now, which is the one benefit, because I said to him, we can listen to Harry, but we cannot start it after 10 p.m. We have to be in bed before 10.
Wow.
And then we usually listen for, like, 15 minutes a night. And I get a little notification halfway through being like, congrats, you hit your reading limit for today.
Even oh, I love that. You haven't read a cent.
I haven't read a cent.
A word?
Well, it's an abbreviation for sentence, so I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah.
And, yes, Stephen Fry does all the voices really well, and it's very true to the movies. I did read 4 of the books, but I never read beyond that, and I read them when I was a child, so I couldn't recall how good they were. Very good, and I would strongly recommend that everyone listens, and I think that my vocabulary has grown exponentially since audiobooking. I was trying to find
a big word. It's consuming an auditory medium. Idiot. Wow. So if you don't want to be schmilegal, there is like a podcast where this weird guy with this, like, oh, it's annoying. He sort of glides. He's like, he's got the most juvenile sounding speech. And he's a bit like nasal. He's like, oh, the weird wabbit went into the enchanted forest.
I hate it. The reason that I started that we got down the Schmilegal hole in the first place is because they were available on Spotify. Oh. People had uploaded them Schmilegally to their like playlist.
Yeah.
And we got halfway through the first book. And then Spotify, I shit you not, wiped everything.
Took it down. That
there
sucks.
Been, like, 30 versions.
Oh, so then you have Blue Balls.
Then I had Blue Balls and we couldn't stop listening to the book. And so now we're on to book three.
Question.
Yes.
The good thing about listening to the podcast is that the podcast app has a sleep timer.
So does the...
Oh, yes. Okay. Everything should have a sleep timer.
I agree. Spotify has a sleep timer too. It's so good.
Why do MacBooks not have sleep timers?
Everything needs a sleep timer as far as I'm concerned because I fall asleep. And also...
You need to know ish where you finished ish.
Because otherwise it just keeps going forever and then you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and Stephen
Price is still screaming at you, but they're at the fucking Deathly Hallows. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your non-beauty fave this week?
It was the shelving that we discussed just prior.
Memory like a sieve.
Just took it to my veins.
My snack is the Sour Strap Extremes.
Wow.
Do you know?
Sour Patch.
No.
Oh, I know with the EX.
Yes, the X Extreme, like it's a skater. And they're like the big thick ones.
Blue
the,
or?
Well, I had red.
Yeah.
I think they're strawberry. Mm-hmm. I do love blue though too. Mm-hmm. Massive Pro. Absolutely delicious. Mm. Second pro, Brenton loves them, so it's like a we share the packet vibe.
Brenton loves the sour lolly. I think Brenton and I have similar food tastes.
And there's not many things that Brenton goes, I'll just have one more, and then he has like 10 more of, but he does with those. Slight con, they give me urgent violent diarrhea.
Oh, why didn't you eat them when you were constipated?
I did. And it worked. Yes.
Perfect.
Absolutely, it did.
I'd like to shout out for one brief moment. To every constipated girl in our DMs this week.
God, if you want engagement on a like social media, just post about your laxatives because everyone comes out of the woodwork.
We need to create a hot girls with poo problems.
Clogged girl summer.
Oh, I'm not clogged. So, like, I want to be included too.
Okay.
We need to create a bowel problem Facebook group only for people who listen to the podcast and have bowel problems. If you don't have bowel problems, sorry, you're fucking excluded from this group.
Yeah, and they're probably also, if they don't have bowel problems, they probably are glad not to hear.
Actually, it's a really valid point. I forget that people aren't as comfortable with food talk as they are. Sorry, let's move on.
What's your snack of the week?
My snack this week is the Neil Perry meatball sub recipe from his Everything I Love to Cook book. There's a whole chapter on sandwiches. I'm sure I said this when I got the book. And we made the meatballs and put them in gluten-free Turkish rolls.
Yeah, from Strata.
Fuck me. I have not enjoyed a meatball sub since I worked at Subway. And this is like the Subway meatball sub, but without the lace of crack that's in, you know, the meatball sub. It's better, though, because it's like completely, entirely gourmet tasting.
Mm.
I ate them. Hate myself. With fiordalatte latte and like fresh basil and parsley and like on a garlic bread buttered strata Turkish bread.
Yum.
It was honestly like the angels sent it from the heavens and I've been able to eat it for 3 days and it's so good.
What are the meatballs? Are they beef? Are they pork? Are they both?
They're pork and beef.
Oh, absolutely.
Neil had said that he wanted like a pork shoulder and a beef something.
Oh, like put them through your KitchenAid and mince them yourself.
Yes,
okay,
that's
doll.
What he'd done, but, like,
yeah.
I went to Coles and I bought the pack of mince. It was just as fine. Except I think that because we bought the lean mince, I will say
Oh, no. You need the fat content.
Correct.
So should have gone to the butcher.
They were a little bit drier than they could have been.
Mm.
I toyed with adding an extra egg. I toyed with adding some oil, but I didn't do it. And it was ultimately okay, but they could have been a touch wetter.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I have made a very similar meal just because I randomly had meatballs and the Turkish things in my fridge before and mozzarella like I've had it before and just those strata like it is delicious. It's eating a strata Turkish bread is like wow.
Bread is good.
Bread can be good and I can enjoy life in a gluten-free manner.
Yeah. Really. What's your snack this week?
Oh my God, it's the sour extreme that made me do extreme diarrhea. But also, if you're going to ask me again, I did make chocolate fondants that were fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
They were really good. And you know what? If you keep...
What's a fondant? Can
I ask? It's like, I think it's the same as molten lava cake. So like the Rennie in the middle cake. But it's not like in Chef when he's like, it's not just an undercooked thing. You put a frozen ball of ganache in the middle and then that melts. It's not that. My version was you just undercook the cakes. And there's a recipe on, I think it was New York Times cooking, and it was like molten lava cake for two. And I was like, okay. And it's all pantry staples. It's like sugar, a tiny bit of flour, which made it so perfect to make gluten-free because the flour doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Chocolate, like dark chocolate and cocoa or something. It was, not even cocoa. So easy.
I love when you can whip up a cake with pantry staples. Oh. Nothing makes me happy.
It's basically a mug cake, yeah. Except you put it in the oven, but it still only takes 7 minutes to cook.
Perfect.
So good. Scoop of ice cream. Fucking gourmet. And Brenton was also in the mood for those. So he's had a good little sweet week. Thank you so much for listening.
I hope you enjoyed the haul. If you haven't already seen it, you can head over to our Instagram to visually see quite a lot of table and
a little bit of face and props.
And the things. And when Lisa tells the story about fart in the car, you can really see my brain through my nasal cavity.
Okay, so this is times like today's episode makes me realize when things like this happen, when we're in Mecca and someone's like, oh, I listened to your podcast. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Thank you. So you heard about the time that I shot myself? What? Yeah, we saw a listener. Saw yes.
At Mecca. Hello. And
you're beautiful.
Beautiful. And also the sweetest baby angel. And thank you for saying hi, because I would have absolutely died if you DM'd us later and was like, it was me.
Absolutely would have died.
Alright, guys, we will speak next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.